It's a case of Michelle Allison Herman's appeal, case number 1180277. Ms. Herman, are you here?
I am.
Okay, why don't you come forward? And are you here on this case?
Yes, I am.
Okay, why don't you come forward also? All right, Ms. Herman, will you state your full name and spell it for the record, please?
It's Michelle Allison Herman. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Middle name is A-L-Y-S-O-N. Last name Herman, H-E-R-R-M-A-N.
Thank you. And I had a discussion with the last person about the address. Is this your correct address?
It is correct, yes.
Okay. And that you got the mail that we sent you?
I did, yes.
Okay, great. All right, and did you have a chance to look at the Statement of Rights?
Yes, I was looking through that earlier.
Okay, and do you have any questions about it?
I do not.
Any rights that you'd like to assert at this time?
I do not.
Thank you. All right, and you heard me explain that the hearing is recorded?
Yes.
And you can either opt out of having it on our website, or you can have it on our website where it's available to you anytime.
That website's fine, yes.
Website?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay, so before we proceed further, I'm going to have the city's representative introduce herself and spell her name for the record.
I'm Officer McDermott, and my last name is capital M-C, capital D-E-R-M-O-T-T. First initial is M.
Thank you. All right. So this is an administrative hearing. It's not as formal as a court hearing, as you probably noticed in the prior hearing. I'm a neutral decision maker. I don't work for the Bureau of Transportation or the Parking Enforcement Office. I work for the Auditor's Office, and one of the things we're charged with is reviewing decisions by other city employees to make sure that they comply with the code.
Okay, understood.
And again, as I explained to the other person, I can't decide whether something is just or unjust or fair or unfair. Mm-hmm. My only role is to, my only role is to determine if the code provisions were followed.
Okay.
In regards to your toe. All right. So, we have exhibits 1 through 14. Do you have any objection to those being admitted?
No objections. Like him, I just wanted to plead my case, I guess.
Sure.
But no objections, no.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. And would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this hearing?
I do.
Okay. All right. So what would you like to present?
I brought some printed evidence, basically, that it was around the Thanksgiving time, and I was actually out of town.
Uh-huh.
I flew to the East Coast, and I also had to make a drive down to Grants Pass, which kept me out of town from the 20th through the 29th or 8th, I believe it was. And so when I got back, my car had already been towed, but I never saw the post go up. So I didn't actually know to move my car.
Okay. All right, and the evidence that you brought is evidence of your itinerary or your flight or?
Yeah, I have a confirmation of my return flight. My friends actually used their miles to fly me out there on a one-way, so I also have confirmation on that, but it's just printed out.
Okay, and just tell me when you left and when you came back. I think that would be sufficient.
Okay, so I flew out on the 23rd and returned on the 29th, or wait, maybe the 28th, hold on. What Does this say November 3rd? Oh, I guess it came back on the 3rd. Yep, November 3rd.
November 3rd would be before you
left.
That
doesn't seem right. Hold on. That doesn't make any sense. I came back on the 28th. I don't even see the date on here. You would think it would be on my boarding pass, right?
Would it help to have a calendar?
Yeah, here, I'll grab mine. That's so weird. You would think it would be. Sorry. So. So I came back on the 28th.
On the 28th?
Yeah.
Okay. And sorry about this noise.
Oh, it's
been lovely all day.
No, it's fine.
I see your ticket there. So you heard what I was telling that other person was that you need to deal with that through the Multnomah County court system.
Perfect. Yeah, no, that's fine. No, I came back on the 29th, actually, because a car got towed one day before I got back. I apologize. I was back on the 29th.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. So, all right. And the car was towed on the 28th?
Yeah. Correct.
Okay, anything else that you'd like to present?
Not at this time, no.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Officer McDermott, raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Can you speak a little bit louder into the microphone?
I do.
Thank you. We're recording it, plus we've got this background noise, so it's a little difficult. All right. And what is the testimony that you'd like to present?
Just simply what I was already presented. I can go ahead and read what on the tow hearing report if you'd like me to.
Hang on just a minute. I've already reviewed it. And okay. So, was this a non-metered area?
This is a metered area.
This is a metered area?
A metered and an APP zone, yes.
I have an annual pass to park where I can leave my car as long as needed.
Okay, and when was the barricade put up and verified?
The barricade was placed on 11/26/18 at 7:30 p.m. and verified at that time.
11/26, oh, I see, and verified.
Pardon me, November 26, 2018.
Right. I think I said that. I said 11.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, what did you
I
say?
I thought I said it improperly.
Oh, I see. Okay. So November 26, 2018 at 7:30 p.m.
Correct.
Printed the wrong boarding pass. That's why.
Okay. And what was the ordinance, the code provision that you are relying on for the tow?
The ordinance that I was relying on, it was towed in accordance to 16.10.50 for temporary no parking.
050?
Correct.
Okay, what is the 24-hour rule mentioned in your report? Which 24-hour rule is that?
The 24-hour rule, if you, I included it. Hopefully that you have it. The 24-hour rule in Title 16 helps to support other provisions of Title 16. The code with its 24-hour wording is used in combination with various provisions of Title 16 and forms a base in reinforcing our authority to tow under these provisions. Therefore, the City of Portland PBOT is not required to provide additional notice of the placement of temporary no parking signage.
Okay, so is this the temporary notice in, or the 24-hour rule in 16.30.210 that you're relying on, or 16.20.170?
It's just simply what I cited for was the temporary no parking. I'm not understanding what your question is.
Okay, in Exhibit 12, there are two 24-hour rules. One is in 30.210 and the other is in 20.170.
Well,
so I'm just trying to figure out which one you relied on.
Well, the citation was written under that, and the 24-hour rule explains the provision that you are required to move your car every 24 hours.
And
or check on
you
your
said
vehicle.
The citation was in entered.
It was for temporary no parking.
And the basis for it, what the basis for the tow, then you were relying on the 16.10.150.
That is what it was towed in accordance to. Yes, mm-hmm. For temporary no parking. Yes. And I was just the clarification of the 24-hour ruling, the code. It's the provision that the 24-hour rule states that public right-of-way is not to be used for storage and vehicle must be moved from the right-of-way after a period of 24 hours.
But so, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Even if I have an annual pass where I can leave my car as long as needed with my annual pass?
It is not as long as needed. It is, you are required to, the public right-of-way is not for storage of your vehicle. You can't leave it there indefinitely. You are required to check on your vehicle every 24 hours.
Okay, so if you go out of town, you have to basically put your car somewhere else.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Right. If you go out of town, it's best to place your car in private property or airport parking or something.
Okay.
So under 16, Officer McDermott, under 16.10.050, the language says that it is unlawful for an operator of any vehicle to disobey the instructions of a traffic control device placed in accordance with the provisions of this title, unless otherwise directed by an authorized officer. So when Ms. Herman parked her car, the signs were not up?
That is correct.
That's right. So how did she disobey the signs?
By not following the 24-hour rule and checking on her vehicle and leaving it on the public right-of-way for storage. It was left there. Information was placed. Well, I'm sure it was not intentional, of course. That's,
yeah.
But that is what... I mean, that is how, well, that's why it was towed. And that was in how she was not following the traffic control device.
Okay,
information.
I thought it got towed because of leaf day.
Information, that is why. But we have to have, issue a citation in order for a vehicle to be towed. And that is what it was, the citation was issued for temporary no parking.
Okay, so I'm not understanding if it, it was towed for temporary no parking. Does it state anywhere on the citation that it was towed for not following the 24-hour rule?
No. We wrote for one citation, which was the one that I'm referencing. And Title 16 is available. Anyone has access to it.
Okay, so 16.10.050 says that you can't disobey the instructions of a traffic control device.
Correct.
So the 24-hour rule is not a traffic control device. So how does that work?
It's the compliance is required. Therefore, the signage was posted. It is the owner's responsibility of the vehicle to if you're parking your vehicle on there. It was towed simply for that reason. That's what it was towed for compliance required.
I'm sorry, it's kind of confusing, but I'm just trying to understand, because most of the time we don't have a traffic parking enforcement representative here.
Okay.
So we don't really get to ask questions of the parking representative.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sorry, I don't mean to be quizzing you, but I'm just trying to understand in this particular situation, which is a fairly typical one that we see, how the compliance required portion of the code fits here.
Well, because compliance is required for you to follow the traffic, the notification, the traffic, the instruction or the traffic control device, which is there, which loops into the other codes that require you to move your vehicle mm-hmm. every 24 hours.
But how can you
go ahead with your question.
How can you disobey a sign that you don't see and that isn't there?
That is a very good question. But if you are referring to your vehicle every 24 hours, which you are required to, then you would see the device. It's just the clarification that the public right of way you can't store your vehicles there indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. But I wasn't towed for that particular reason. Correct.
That was part of it.
Okay, I have another question for the officer. Could you look at Exhibit 2, please?
Tow desk printout?
Yes. Are you familiar with that document?
No.
You're
no,
not?
Okay. No, I'm not.
Well, then I won't ask you any questions about it. I just wanted to know how to interpret them.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. And then if you look at Exhibit 6.
The citation?
Right.
Yes.
So it's, I believe you said that this is the same reason for the tow. The reason for the citation and the reason for the tow were the same.
In order to tow a vehicle has to have a citation attached to it.
Okay.
And so this is what we were instructed by our supervisors in Code 16, what we write the citation for in order to follow through with leaf removal day.
Uh-huh. Okay, so. And so that was the same same reason as the tow, then? The reason for the citation is the same reason as the tow.
That is correct.
And what's listed here is 16.10.050 and the words temporary no parking.
That is correct.
Those are the reasons.
Yes.
Okay. And the sign that was involved was no parking 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
That is
Wednesday.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Herman, do you have any questions for the officer?
No, I guess just in closing statement, I feel like based on the evidence that was provided, my car was clearly towed under the 10.050. And obviously they mentioned a barricade, which I was not present for, so I don't know how I was supposed to obey it. I feel like my citation was given to me obviously because of leave day, not because of the 24 hours, so I just wanted to point that out. But I promise from here on out, 24 hours, I'll move it. I have no idea.
Okay.
Can I add anything to that?
Yes, you may.
Mm-hmm. Or have someone check on your vehicle, and then they can move it.
They can
but,
move it for me.
But here is leaf removal day has been happening forever. Not forever, but it does date back, and it was a request from the Northwest neighborhood and other neighborhoods throughout for safety purposes for the leaves to be removed. And it's been happening since 1993.
I just moved there 2 months ago.
Oh, and that's, so they started the notifications. They do mailers. They do information online. They also have it in the media. If you were out of town, you wouldn't have heard it, but it is in printed media, online. And it is all the notifications are sent to the apartments or townhomes in that area.
Okay.
So notifications are they'd make every attempt to get the word and the message out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the barricades, just keep in mind always that barricades can go out. They can go 24 hours before. Mm-hmm. So if you park your vehicle there and it's something else other than this,
mm-hmm.
if the sewer breaks and they need to get to that area,
mm-hmm.
or if there's construction going on in the area, it can go out 24 hours in advance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you are subject to those fees as well. So just to keep in mind,
okay,
especially now since you're in the area,
yeah.
new to the area.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
And your area parking permit does not give you unlimited parking privileges. It's still subject to all the other parking regulations.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
And there was recently a meeting in Northwest Portland about area, is it M?
Yeah, Zone M. Uh-huh.
Area yep. M parking, mm-hmm. and so you might want to go online and look at that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So in this particular case, I will also issue a decision in a couple of weeks. I just realized that, I mean, I didn't just realize, but I now want to point out that 2 weeks from now is January 2nd.
Oh.
So, it might be delayed a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you.
Thanks, everybody, for your time.